All right. So so now where we left off last time was that the Gemara says that the Gemara wants to pin Rav Shimon into having to be consistent about using Vav Amosif, right? The Gemara wants to pin Rav Shimon and say he should be consistent. The Gemara says he's not consistent, because you see, what do you see by the case of Kabbalah and Zrika? Over there, he doesn't use Vav Mosif. Now, the Gemara goes off, again, it goes on a little tangent, well, not tangent, but it kind of says, okay, fine, but maybe he wouldn't have to be consistent in using Vav Mosif by the case of Kabbalah. Because why? Because we know previously, and this is what we're going to pick up on, previously, or in the Pasuk before, right? Note how, again, the Gemara does not quote the Psukim. In the Pasuk before, the Torah says, Vishamach. And the Gemara says, you see Smicha by Zarim, right? Which seems to be axiomatic. So Tushchita by Zarim. So pick up where it says, Shani Hasam.
Shani Hasam, the Hamar, Vishamach,
Bizarim. Okay. Now, how do you know that smicha has got to be done by the Baal Korban?
How do you?
It's not because Bali Kri on the corner. You two, how do you know? Where does the Torah openly say that the Baal Korban must be the one to do smicha? Al Rosh is a different pasuk. Al Rosh. Korban, no. Okay? So the Baal Korban, right, the owner of the Korban, must do smicha on his Korban. I'm going to help you guys out a lot today. I feel generous, okay? Who's the Baal Korban? Who's the Baal Korban? A Baal, obviously. Or? Good, okay. Or Kohen Gadol too. Meaning, but don't worry, the Kohen Gadol. A Baal Korban does not necessarily have to be a Yisrael, because a Kohen can bring a Korban. But one thing we know for sure. So what do you see? You see that all we know is the Samachia that was telling you, the Baal Korban, right, does smicha. Okay. So E, now go on. Okay. But if that's true, right, then what would you deduce? Or the Gemara is asking. What's the Gemara bothered by now? If that's true, so mas smicha b'balim, which means what? Mas smicha b'balim. Smicha is only done by who? Balim. Af shchita b'balim. Right? So, that's what you would think. Meaning that the only person who could do shchita by a korban is who? The Baal Korban. But we know that's not true. How do we know that's not true? Well, no. Forget before that. Just at this point. How do we know that's not true? Oh, that's the Kal v'Chomer. But even before you get to that, does the Baal Korban have to do the Shechita? No. Right? Okay, again. Okay. Step by step. First, the Gemara wants to force us to agree that since the Baal Korban must do Smicha, then the Baal Korban must do Shechita. Anyway, which would therefore mean the owner of the Korban does both. One second. And we know that by the owner of the Korban, it could be Yisrael or a Kohen. But when it comes to Shechita, we also know factually that that's not true. A Kohen can do Shechita as well, even if he's not the Baal Korban, which means Bailus on Korban is exclusive to Smicha. Is that clear?
Yeah.
Okay. One more time? We good? Okay. Yeah? Okay. So the Gemara says, so how does he answer this question? So the Gemara says, Hahu. Lo Baila Bailam. Okay, Shechita. Keep going. Lo kol shekein? Yeah, there you go. You got to get the tone when you say it. Lo kol shekein? Okay. So what's the Gemara saying now? It's saying, and you see this from this Kal v'Chomer. What's the Kal v'Chomer? So it's a very funny Kal v'Chomer. All right? What's it saying factually? What is it saying?
It's saying that because the Kohen exclusively has rights to Iker Kapara, then which is Zrika, you should use the same logic to prove that he should, by default, have rights to
Shechita. Well, who?
The
Baal. No, the Baal.
What, no?
Yes.
They were saying the Kohen...
No.
The Kohen can do it by, what's it called? By Iker Korban?
Not can do it. Must do it. All right, stop. Wait. Let's get make sure that before you get to the Chomer, let's do the Kal. Okay. So okay. We know there's steps in Avoda. Okay. And Iker Kapara is the Gemara's language of saying, without getting to how that works, is the language of saying that within the steps of Avoda, there are certain things which are like good or important, and certain things that are like define the Avoda's Avoda. Zrika, the taking of the blood and sprinkling on the Mizbeach, that is Iker Avoda. That is like essential to what Avoda is. I think we did Ruach Chaim last year on that, didn't we? Okay, anyway, Zrika is really the essence of, in many ways, is the essence of Avoda. It's the ultimate act of worship. Okay, fine. That being the case, so we know that what? That only a Kohen could ever do Zrika and nobody else. So the Kal is, if you're going to tell Uma Zrika to Iker Kapara lo Baila Bailim, so Zrika, which is done by the Kohen and is never done by the Baal, right? If you learn Baal's Azar, Azar can never do it, right? Meaning it's exclusive to the domain of the Kohen, regardless if he's a Baal or not. But when it comes to, the Baal Korban has no Shaychas to Zrika. What's the Chomer? So Shchita, the Lav Iker Kapara, lo Kol Shekein, which means what?
That's not Iker Kapara, so obviously a Kohen must do it.
No.
No, so then it could be done by, that doesn't have to be done by a Kohen.
There you go.
Which is a very
How is that a Kal Chomer?
Yeah. Zrika, which is the essence of the Iker Kapara, the essence of the Korban, does not require Bailim, right? Does not require Bailim, all right? Yes, we understand that it's an exclusive domain of the Kohen, but the point is it doesn't require Bailim, right? Shchita de la Iker Kapara, Shchita, which is a inferior part of the Korban process, right? Yeah, I mean, it's not as important as it's the, or Zrika superior. Iker Kapara. Right, don't worry about that. That's a separate issue, okay? But Shchita being less important, right? Then, of course, lo kol shekein, right? That it doesn't have to only be done by Bailim.
Wait, Esher and lo Yosher, that's talking about whether, like, because the Kohen, the Zohar...
What does the Gemara want to accomplish here? The Gemara wants to show you that, of course, who else can do Shechita? A non-Baal, which would therefore mean a Kohen, not a Zohar, okay?
Kohen?
Yeah, okay. The Gemara before shows us, right, by linking Smicha and Shechita, what does that tell us? Who's the Mechayiv on Smicha is on who? The Baal Korban. Right, the owner of the korban, who could be a Yisrael or a Kohen, but it doesn't even matter. Point is, smicha apply. Okay, smicha applies to the Baal korban. So if it applies to the Baal korban by smicha, meaning only the Baal korban can do smicha, this shachat tells you only the Baal korban can do shchita. But the Gemara says that can't be. It can't be that shchita can only be done by Baal korban. Okay. Now again, inserting the Ginsburg in between the lines part, which is that, but we know because we know Kohanim also do shchita. Non-Baal Korban Kohanim. Meaning, Darius comes to the base of Mikdash, assuming I accept him to come to the base of Mikdash. He brings an animal without a mum, right? He says, I want to bring this as a Korban. You're the Baal Korban, okay? Who has to do Smicha? You. Who could do Shechita? You or me. I'm not the Baal. So we know that. So the Gemara is saying, how do you know that's the case from this Kal V'Chomer? Because you see, by Zrika, which is the Iker Kapara, right? Bailim are what? Lomi by a Bailim. The Baal doesn't have to do that, and that's important. Right? Again, the numero uno importance of the Korban is Zrika, and the Baal does not have to do that, right? So if that's true, right? Shchita, which is what? Less important than Zrika. So the Kol Shekein, that what? That it doesn't have to
you
be...
Don't need the Baal.
You don't need the Baal.
Good,
the Gemara is brilliant, as always, because what's the Gemara trying to do here? Because the Gemara sets up with Rav Shimon, right, an exclusivity of Kohen, meaning only the Kohen can do these things, right? And in Rosh Shimon's world of exclusivity, well, the Gemara, without defining it, the Gemara wants to push him into a corner and say, okay, well, if he's going to apply exclusivity by acts of the Kohen, he'd apply the same standard of exclusivity to Baal Korban. Meaning, Rosh Shimon sees Avoda through a lens of exclusivity. There's no options. It's either Kohen does it or Baal Korban does it, right? There is no and someone else. You understand? That's what the Gemara is pushing Rosh Shimon into with this Smicha Shchita business. Okay. So, should we stop and define this or do the EF Shar also?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
Okay. All right, so let's go a little further. Okay? So the Gemara says, V'chitema. What's the Gemara trying to, like, what idea do we, what can we take from this? All right? In this, again, we're just trying to get into Rav Shimon's mind and understand what his overall approach to these areas are. What's the Gemara trying to establish? I think I've already given away the first step, but what's the Gemara trying to do here? The first step in the Gemara is, it wants to show you that the same way, well, and wants to show you that only the Baal Korban can do smicha,
yeah.
So too only the Baal Korban can do shechita. Gemara likes that. The Gemara likes that. Why? Why?
And
no.
No, that,
no, no, no. Okay, I'll bother Kriya in the corner over there. It's very simple, okay? Rosh Shimon Sfara is every single time the Pasuk identifies, right, the Kohen as the actor in the Maisa Voda, it means the only person who could do it is the Kohen. So using that logic, right, if the Torah identifies a different actor, right, in the process of Korban, that must mean that that actor is the only one who could do whatever process it is. Meaning, what's his Sfara? Whenever the Torah identifies an actor and then a Maisa Voda, the actor and Maisa Voda become one. Only that person could do it. So, if by the Kohen, when it says Kmitza, blah, 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 that's only the Kohen can do it, well, we know by Smicha only the Baal can do it, therefore you should apply the same thing to Shechita. Meaning, the same exclusivity, actor, Maisa Voda, that applies to one should apply to the other. If Rosh Shimon was consistent, that's what he would say. When Rosh Shimon reads the Torah, he sees the Torah identifying acts of religious worship alongside specific actors. And whoever the actor, whenever we identify the actor is tied to the Maisa Voda. Kohen, whatever, Kmitza, right? Shechita, Baal Korban, because it says, V'samach es yado al Rosh Korbano, and then we tie Shechita to that. So again, when we're searching for what Rosh Shimon's trying to say to be consistent is, whenever the Torah identifies a Maisa Voda and there's an actor it alludes to, B'nai Aaron, the Baal Korban, it must be a relationship of exclusivity. That's the mechanics of the Gemara. Okay? That's what the Gemara, that's right before the Kal V'Chomer. That's what the Gemara is establishing.
That's what the...
Very good. He's picking up on the mechanics. You have a problem. You have inconsistent drushas because you have Vav Mosif that would work one way, right? And you have this business of a Shachat attaching to V'Samach working a different way, right? Meaning, in Vav Mosif, it would drag Shechita into what? Into Zrika. And therefore, only the Kohen can do it. But if I use V'shachat and V'samach, who's the only person who can do it? The Baal Korban. So now here's the problem. No, it's not. That's the problem. You have competing methods of drush. You have no choice but to turn to something external logically to demonstrate why Shechita is not exclusive to the domain of the Baal Korban, which is going to be this Kal V'Chomer. The reason why the Gemara has to go to Kal V'Chomer is it's used up all its drush points because it's inconsistent. Either you use your Vav Mosif by... other use of Mosif, or you do this Vishakat Vesamach business.
Yeah.
But the problem is, each one leads to a different conclusion. Right? So it's not going to work. So how can I demonstrate, that's a good question, but how can I demonstrate that the Baal Korban, but we know axiomatically that Shechita is open to more than the Baal Korban. How can we demonstrate that? You can't do it from within the Pasuk. You understand? So you gotta fall back on something else. A Kal V'Chomer. Okay? So now comes a Kal V'Chomer. The Gemara says, how do you know that Shechita, how can we learn out, not using the Torah, right, that Shechita can be done by someone other than the Baal Korban? Okay, how do we know that? Because, again, one more time, if by Zrika, which is the Ikar Kapara, forget what that means, we'll just call that the most important thing of the Korban, right, is done by the Kohen, and therefore not the Baal, right? So certainly something that's less important than Zrika, for sure does not have to be done by the Baal. Don't mix that up. The Baal does not have to do Zrika. He doesn't. Right? But when I say he doesn't have to, Sean understands what I'm saying. There's another layer to that. Why do we know he doesn't have to? Because he can't do Zrika. Because he won't be able to go there to do Zrika. But all the Gemara wants to show you is that since you see that he doesn't have to, right, here, certainly something less important doesn't have to. But the reason why he doesn't have to by Zrika is because he can't do it. So the fact he can't do Zrika shows you it's secondary. Excuse me, shows you that he doesn't have to. The next line in the Gemara is, V'chitema ain't done in Efshar Mishi Efshar. You can't use the fact that Baal's unable to do Zrika to say, therefore, that's the reason why the Baal doesn't have to do Zrika. It's an absurd point. You understand? That's the problem. You got it. That's exactly the problem. The problem is that you're playing a game here. It's true that Zrika shows me the Baal doesn't have to do it. But let's be honest, this is the cheating part. The fact the Baal doesn't have to do it is only because the Baal can't do it. You know what I mean? It's only because he can't do it that it turns out he doesn't have to do it. Right?
I see what you mean.
Right, so you can't learn out the fact that the Baal is not required to do Shechita because of by Zrika, where he's excluded not because he's excluded because he can't go to the Mizbeach, right? So there's another answer that gives. This is more difficult. Galia Rahmana. Come on, Balko, right? So who brings this korban? Aaron, or the Kohen Gadol, okay? He brings his parachatas asher lo, right? And then it says, vishachat es parachatas asher lo. Now, translate that for me. He does what? Translate, vishachat es parachatas asher lo. On his par. His par, okay? Now you have a conjunction here of the Kohen Gadol, who's also at the same time the Baal Korban. So the Gemara says what? Miklal. Bailim. You understand what that means? It's a little tricky. What's the Gemara saying? Yes.
The pasuk has to specify that it's his. We learned that Shechita does not require the Baal.
Okay. The fact that the Torah isolates the Baal Korban here, okay? The Torah tells you, I'm going to say this carefully, in detail, in explicit detail, that Vishachat es parachatas asher lo, which implies a relationship of ownership, meaning the only person who could shecht this specific par is the owner of it. It's telling you, in all other cases of shechita, the baal is not required. Okay? I would say our objective here is to make sense of the Kal v'chomer, okay? And if you think carefully, you'll realize why the Gemara's question isn't as powerful as we're slanting it to be. It's not. And then what's the value in the second answer? I mean, each answer must show us a different idea. Good luck. One point Dov is making is very accurate, is that if you listen to the Gemara, it's clear what the Gemara's telling you is that the logic of the Kal v'chomer itself isn't the problem. That's not the problem. You're right. You can make this logical analysis. It's just that the problem is that if we get into like one step deeper, right, you realize that which is causing the Kal v'chomer to emerge is a little suspicious. But the logic on its own, if you separate out the fact that the Baal if you ignore, so to speak, his inability to do Zrika, right, the logic is not unsound. But what is that logic? What's the logic of the Kal v'chomer? That's what I want to focus on. What is the logic there? What's it trying to show you? Why can the Gemara play the card of saying more important, less important? What's that showing us about the Korban? To say, oh, if he can't do it by more important, then certainly by less important. It's an easy perspective. You would have thought, Kamash Milan, no.
Well, I guess the
There's a tension that always exists in Korbanos, right? Which I think you guys were saying yesterday or the day before. Which is on the one hand, right? If we evaluate, which is what Shimon wants to do, if we evaluate each step of a Korban as a discrete Misa, then you could start creating exclusivity. You can start saying, well, this Maisa belongs to Baal Korban, and this Maisa belongs to the Kohen. And that's what the Gemara wants to trap Rav Shimon with, and say he'd have to agree that only the Baal Korban could do the Maisa Shechita. This Kal v'chomer disabuses us of that notion. Because what's it showing us in the Kal v'chomer? If you can compare Zrika to Shechita, right? So what's it now doing? Remember, what's the Kal v'chomer doing? It's saying Zrika is Iker Kapara, Shechita is not so much. So now it's getting back to which framework?
Process.
Bingo. In other words, it's saying that the problem is that you can't create exclusivity, right? There's no way to create exclusivity in Korbanos, right? Because, and that's why the EF Shas is going to be the Kasha. You can't create exclusivity. Why? Because it's not that each mice is discrete, rather there's a continuum called Avoda, right? And if in the continuum at any point in time I can show that a person is not necessarily high to do it, i.e. the Baal Korban by Zrika, it doesn't matter that Zrika. The fact that it is at any point in the continuum where he's not able to be involved, so then it applies to anywhere else in the continuum as well. You understand? If you look at a vote as a continuum, as a process, as a continuum, right? So then you can't say in one scenario, yes, in the other scenario, no. Once in one scenario, one part of the continuum, he's, as so to speak, excluded, then every part he's excluded from. You understand? Versus saying each discrete Misa is evaluated separately to see what his relationship is to the Misa. That's what the Kal v'chomer is bringing out. It's telling us, don't look at Avoda as discrete Misas, look at it as a continuum. So therefore, the involvement of the Baal, if we see already in one part of it, right, the Kal v'chomer is the Iker part, but if you see one part of the Avoda, what? The Baal's not a necessary part of it, right? He's not necessarily involved. then in any other place in the avodah, he's not necessarily involved. Yes. But to be clear, that's not creating a positive exclusivity of the Kohen. It's just saying by the Baal Korban, it's either all or nothing, right? And once you see one part of it, he's out, then in every part, he's out. Yes. So if that's true, the Gemara's Kasha isn't saying, the Gemara's Kasha in this isn't saying there's something wrong with the logic, right? It's not a logical problem. You understand? Rather, what's the problem? It violates this rule of Yefshar. In other words, it's not a logical problem. It's just saying, in other words, like, again, not to channel my Dardic, but like, see, my Dardic. But it's like almost saying, like it's very nice. In a vacuum, that logic makes perfect sense. But if you put it in the actual, if you apply it to what's actually happening, what generates the exclusion of the Baal is not something that has to do with his identification with the Korban. It's just that practically he can't get to the Mizbeah. But you understand, but in a vacuum, the logic is beautiful. Okay?
The question is...
Second answer is, don't give me this fancy logic business, right? I'll give a simpler answer. I'll give a halachic answer. Meaning, you'll like this more. All the Gemara is saying at the end is that if you want to demonstrate that the Baal Korban is the only one who can do the Korban, the Torah should have said so. Okay? The fact that the Torah comes along and says, by the Kohen Gadol, v'shachat es parachatas asher lo, and it isolates that, is telling you what? It's telling you that the Torah had every opportunity to say the following. Your coins, I can't use you. Shon HaYisrael shall Shon, Shemevi Korban Shalom, Vishachat es Korban Shalom. And it doesn't. Right? Meaning, this is the simpler answer. This isn't a logical answer. It's more like a halachic type of answer. It's saying that the Torah should have said, if Shechita was going to be exclusive to the Baal, the Torah should have said so. Well, how do we know the Torah should have said so? Because it says by the Kohen Gadol. So it should have said so by a regular Yisrael as well. That's a different kind of answer. That's more like working within the halachic rules of Torah, right? The first answer is a logical answer. What did it say? The second point? It said like this. It's saying, it's odd. Why does the Torah say, v'shachat es parachatas asher lo, right, the Kohen Gadol? He shechs, right, his korban, right? Why does it say that there? Because it's showing you an interesting idea. It's showing you that the only person who could do shechita on the Kohen Gadol's par is the Kohen Gadol. So the Gemara is saying, if the Torah wanted to demonstrate a universal exclusivity of the Baal Korban, right, being the only one who could do shechita, you know what the Torah should have said? When it said before, v'shachat, it should have said, v'shachat es par shalo, or korbano. But it doesn't. The fact that it does by the Kohen Gadol is showing you that that's the anomaly. What the Torah could have said is, v'shachat, by every case, v'hevi, I'm not making up Torah, but v'hevi es korban shalo, v'shachat es korban shalo, right? It doesn't do that. So the fact that it doesn't create a universal explicit in the Torah shows you that it's not exclusive to the Baal. I like picking on my Baal Kriya here, all right? Because... Do I pick them? Oh, I don't pick on you enough, Paley.
I read it like a couple days ago.
All right, the Torah says, uses the words Geras and Carmel. What do those words mean? There are two kinds of flowers, right? There's Soles, which is what kind of... what kind of fine flower?
White.
Wheat. Okay? Geras would be what kind of flower? There you go. Okay. Gufa. Okay? Amarav. Okay, so literally, what that literally means is like this, okay? Is that anywhere where the Torah, okay, repeats itself, okay, by a specific part of Mincha, that part of Mincha is Ma'akev, okay? So if it says, what do you call it? Livona. If it says it twice, okay, Hechzir La'Kasuv, it goes back. Repeats itself. You know very well that thing is Ma'akev. Sounds reasonable, right? Okay. No? You don't like that?
Why are you going back to the previous stuff?
No, why don't we bring...
And the Gemara says, Ushmul Amar.
Or we could just Shmuel said anything Amar. That's not...
Garrison.
Just interrupted the reading.
Ma'akev. Now what... Okay, so what means that the only two things that are Ma'akev in a Mincha are going to be what? Shemen and flour. Okay. All right, I know I said Geras means, right, but don't think of it that way. So now so the question is that Shmuel seems to be arguing on the principle, right? Rav says anywhere where the Torah repeats the ingredients of a mincha, those ingredients become akiv. Shmuel says no. Only by geres and shemen. Okay, but here's a problem: geres and shemen is repeated, right? So what's machlokas Rav and Shmuel? Okay, so look at the Gemara says. L'Shmuel. Krah. Makvale. So what's his question?
Even though I repeated all these other things, they're not makiv.
Not makiv? How can he disagree with that? Okay. Makva. So of course, whenever the Torah repeats something, it's makiv. Now listen to this. Okay. V'hacha.
V'hacha. V'mala.
Milo. Kumso. Big kumso. So the Torah says milo kumso in one instance and big kumso somewhere else. Kamifligi. Rav and Shmuel are arguing about it. Listen to this. Desanya. Okay, so the Torah says v'kamatz misham milo kumso. What does milo kumso mean? Full kumitzaing. All right, get your finger things out. Right, there you go. V'kamatz misham milo kumso. So he does a full kumitza, full whatever that is, right? And then it says bikumso, and then it says v'harimi menu bikumso, and he brings from the kumitza. Okay, so what does that mean? Go on. Mida lekometz. What does that mean? Oh, you can't make a kli to measure out the kmitza. Okay, what would a kli be used for? Measuring. So I can't create a kmitza kli, right? Meaning, again, on the surface, when a kohen does kmitza, how much is he supposed to take out?
However much gets in his hand.
A hand.
Whatever he feels.
Yeah.
Is that a shear?
Yes.
What's the shear? Whatever.
I know.
Right? Okay. So Rav Savar.
Rav Savar Hanami Tana Shekra Hitim. Vayakrave.
Mimena. Okay. Bonus question. Where's that from? What? That's right. Okay. What's it referring to, though? You gotta know your Torah here, man. Ugh. No. In Vayikra, right? In the first two, in the first prakim, what? No. So, in the beginning of Vayikra, it talks about the general rules of Korban, okay? But at one point in time, the Torah switches over to discuss a very specific, I'd say, what you remember, Mr. Parsha? Okay. For those who know, it's Parsha Tzav. What switches in Parsha Tzav? It goes from instructions for how the korbanos are done to what? To Aaron doing the actual korban. Meaning, vayimalecha pomimena is describing Aaron's, right, filling up his palm with the kmitza. Okay? Close. The question is like this, and then we'll stop. The question is that sounds like a repetition, right? In other words, the Torah says you have to do a kmitza, and then it says again, vaymalech kapo mimena, which sounds like it's repeating the idea of, what do you call it, of taking out. So the question is, as you'll see, can we learn from the miluim, from Aaron's stuff, to this, okay? All right, but the point though is, we're going to get into now how the kmitza is done. Okay, and how you can't use a measuring cleave for the kmitza. Okay?